Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're visiting today with Andrew Edlin, and he's a performer who will be at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield coming up on Sunday, April 30th, in a 2 p.m. performance that's entitled Churchill. It's a one-person play that he is not only starring in, but also has helped to produce. He's written and produced this, and it's going to be an opportunity for you to kind of go back a little bit in time. Andrew, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take us back to the beginning. Why Churchill? Why was this something that you wanted to do?
Well, I'm a Brit by birth. I was born in Brighton on the south coast of England. I was 10 years old when there was this huge event, which was Churchill's funeral. And Churchill was the man who won the war. I mean, in even more of a way than Roosevelt did in the United States, because it was when Britain was alone against the Nazis in 1940, it was Churchill's majestic rhetoric on the radio that kept people's morale up and kept Britain going until the U.S. could come to the rescue a little later in the war. So he was remembered extremely fondly, as well as being a key historical figure. There was a great deal of love for the man because, you know, he'd saved everybody's bacon, as they say in England, from basically under Nazi rule. I mean, we think of that war as kind of cut and dry, but it was not. It was a very close-run thing. So I was listening to this, and, you know, I got interested in history, and then I got interested in acting, and I thought, well, Churchill is a perfect vehicle for a one-man play, because he is history, comedy, and tragedy. All those three elements, which are the classic elements of the theater, in one person. Because, you know, he's very funny. He's famous one-liners and jokes and stories that he tells. He's probably the most famous political orator ever in terms of "We Shall Fight on the Beaches" and all those famous speeches that he gave in World War II. And he had much tragedy in his own life. He lost his youngest child. And so there's all these elements in the play. When I was writing it, it wasn't a question of finding material. It was a question of what to leave out. I mean, it was like I was escaping with the diamonds because I just didn't have room for the emeralds and the gold bars, you know. I mean, I could only take the most valuable things onto the stage with me to present to an audience. And that's why I think, you know, and I played Greenfield before, and that's why they asked me back, the experience of the audience is, wow, this is just such rich material. It's first it's funny, and then something suddenly changes, and you're experiencing, you're back in that time. You're standing on the edge of the cliff with the rest of the world watching, is Hitler going to win? And what are the consequences of that? And so it was a very exciting thing to write, and I've been doing it now for 26, coming up on starting my 27th year of doing it, and I've never yet had a show where anyone said, well, I didn't enjoy that, or, you know, that was a bit boring, or whatever. Never. So, your turn.
And this is, that's all right. No, this is, and this is a one-person performance. How difficult is that to do? I mean, you've got a lot, as you mentioned, you've got a ton of material. But how difficult is it to keep an audience engaged like that in a one-person performance?
Well, it's an excellent question, and the answer is I don't find it difficult at all, because what I'm doing is I'm playing this character who is incredibly engaging. And, you know, to spend an evening with Churchill is an extraordinary experience, and that is kind of what you're doing if I'm doing my job. Also, you know, it changes moods, it changes elements. There are some slides, images that are projected also to give you an idea of who people were and what they looked like. So there's a little bit of that. But it's no difficulty at all for me to memorize it. That's very easy. That's something an actor can always do, is memorize the material. And it's just a very engaging story. I created it so it's set at the very end of his second period as prime minister. He's old, he's tired, and he's trying to decide if he's finally going to quit. And that's the basis of the story. am I going to quit? And then he looks back on his life and the extraordinary people he's known, and tells lots of funny stories, and just goes over his life to try and give him a clue as to whether he really should go ahead and do this. And so that's the structure of the play, basically. It's very, very much a case of when I'm meeting with people and shaking hands and so forth, you know, they're loving it. I mean, it's just been a pure pleasure to perform this over the years, because people just appreciate it so much, and they appreciate Churchill, and they appreciate me too. But I mean, it's basically giving a platform for this extraordinary man.
Sure. Is your goal to teach, to entertain, or just a combination of both?
I think a combination of both. I would think it would be very pretentious of me to say I'm trying to teach, and it might put some people off a mile. I try never to say that it's educational, because I found that that's not very good marketing. So it's really entertainment. I mean, it is absolutely entertaining to be with this man and everyone who ever, you know, had a meal with him or spent an evening with him or heard him, you know, lecture or talk or speak in Parliament, had that same experience, that he was just absolutely a raconteur, a speaker second to none. It's mostly to entertain people, but there is undeniably, people learn quite a lot from it that they didn't know, even if they consider that they're quite knowledgeable about Churchill, because there's so much to know. And I'm learning new stuff all the time about him as I continue to read and research and so forth, and occasionally drop a little extra thing into the play. So
sure. Well, yeah, there are some figures in history that just for whatever reason, they're bigger than life, and even years, decades later, many decades later, folks are still interested in the stories and interested in learning more. And you've hit gold there with Churchill. He's one of those figures.
Yes, and you know, he's also one of those figures that you could say, well, if he hadn't been there, you know, would we have won that war? Would we now be under a mixture of, you know, like that show, the Man in the High Castle? Would America be split between Nazi and Japanese zones? You know, if things had broken just slightly differently, say the Nazis had managed to get a hold of a nuclear weapon at the end of World War II, things could have been very different. And we tend to think that because it happened, that it was predestined to happen that way. Well, it wasn't. I mean, the Pentagon had battle plans up until the end of the 40s, which fortunately they didn't have to use. But, I mean, the thing was, my parents lived through that, and they were in England. And it was an extremely frightening time, but they believed in Churchill. Churchill believed in himself, and his leadership and his humor, his able to, you know, to take people with him and inspire them is what I'm trying to communicate in the play, and also his own personal life. So he was both a legend and a man simultaneously, as all great men are. They're great men, but they're still men. And I think that combination of his personality and his greatness as a leader is a very interesting mix. And, you know, you get a little bit of that with, say, Teddy Roosevelt, with all kinds of great men in the past. But I don't think there's anybody else who was quite so much on the edge of that vital moment as Churchill was. And you have to remember, he was 65 when he became prime minister. I mean, he was at an age where most people are, you know, thinking of retiring. He was a man of extraordinary vitality and energy. And that also made him rather unusual.
You bet. This is a performance, I assume, that is for everyone. What do you see when you're on stage, when you look out at the crowd?
I can't see very much because I take my glasses off. But the audience tends to be normally a little bit older. I think as people get older, they begin to, you know, have longer to look back over, and they get a little bit more interested in the history, and they see the difference between when they were young and now, and they get a little bit more appreciation of perhaps how things have changed, and maybe not changed, but mostly how things have. And I think that, for me, it's just extraordinary to see the level of attention that the audience gives to what I'm doing, because they get completely drawn in to the reality of that time and that period. And, of course, the play is set in 1955, just before he does resign. But, I mean, he's talking about the period of the earlier part of the 20th century. And people are just riveted by it. I can tell that, you know, sometimes people come in and they're coughing a little bit. And then at a certain point, all of that goes away. The audience is just completely quiet. It's like they're not even breathing. But young kids like it, too. And that's always fascinated me. They may never even have heard of Churchill before someone's brought them to the play. But, you know, they are also captivated by the story, by the romantic quality of the story. Someone who had a feeling of destiny, that he was destined to save Britain from terrible threat, which he had from the age of about 13. He had this clear vision that this was going to happen. He spoke to, you know, other people about it. And so he had this tremendous sense of destiny that he was going to fulfill this role, and he did.
Very good. Again, this is coming up on Sunday, April 30th. That's a 2 p.m. performance at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. This is part of the Locals and Legends series, and the adult tickets, $15. Students are free. That's high school and under, and you can get your tickets online at the Warren Cultural Center's website. Check that out. It's Andrew Edlin performing Winston Churchill. Should be a very interesting afternoon for you. It's always fun when history comes to life. Andrew, thank you so much for the time here today. We appreciate it. It sounds like it's going to be a great afternoon.
I'm really looking forward to it.